Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where I teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say climb the mountains. We have a special guest, the four-time USA memory champion, Nelson Dallas, with us. Hi, Nelson.
Hi, Xiaolan. How are you?
Yeah, good. 你好.
你好.
Come on, we are in Talk Chinese. We have to say something in Chinese. 你好.
你好.
Okay, perfect. And to say to climb the mountains in Chinese is very easy. Only two words. 爬山.
Okay. 爬山.
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 Perfect. 爬 is to crawl, to creep, and that's 爬, second tone, 爬. And second word is 山.
Shan.
Shan. Shan means mountains. It's a first tone, so it's flat.
Okay. Shan.
Shan is irony, huh? The mountain is flat. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So, 爬山 is to climb the mountains.
Right. 爬山.
Yes. And it's not really a very precise definition because in English, it's all different, right? When you say hiking,
right.
Trekking, backpacking, mountaineering.
Yeah.
It's all different. But in Chinese, it's just a collective word. 爬山.
爬山. So that covers kind of everything that you can do in the mountains?
That's right. It covers almost everything. And of course, if people really want to know what type of activity that is, then they will further define that or read in the context.
Got it. So if I said that I 爬山 on Mount Everest, you wouldn't know whether I hiked part of it or climb the whole thing? Or...
Yeah, or you probably have to pull yourself up with a rope and it doesn't matter how you get there. So it's 爬山. And so, yeah, you are right. So if you can say 爬山, I climb the little hill in my backyard. That's 爬山. And or you climb the Everest for like to the top, to the peak, then that's also 爬山.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to share with us about your experience climbing Everest? That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I attempted it in 2011, 2013, and this year.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't summited. I've had to turn around very close to the summit each time. But 2013 was particularly relevant because I was in China. That was the Chinese side.
On the north.
On the north side,
north,
yeah.
Face, yeah. What inspired you?
I'm always in search of goals that push me, and Everest seemed to me like kind of the biggest thing you could try to conquer or as a goal try to achieve. And I tied it with my charity, which is Climb for Memory.
Right.
Where I try to raise awareness for Alzheimer's, which is what my grandmother passed away from, and also the inspiration for me training my memory and becoming a four-time USA memory champion.
This is amazing. Wow. So tell us about your next goal.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always exploring the idea of pushing my mind even further. So there's still some things in the memory world that I'd like to achieve. I'd love to win a fifth time. Actually, the record for most U.S. championship wins is four. I've tied it.
So when is the next?
It'll be next year. It's typically in New York around March.
March 2017.
2017.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
You know, I tried to climb Matterhorn twice.
Really? That's one of my dream peaks.
Okay, I can tell you Matterhorn is easier than the Everest for sure. And even I tried and I chickened out twice.
It's a very exposed peak, but that's very impressive.
The thing about the Matterhorn, it's not really a mountain. It's a pile of rocks. So
yeah.
A couple of times I put my hand on and then the rock just fell out. And luckily, I had my guide leading me, and then he had to pull me up and get my feet back again. And the second time, when I was halfway up, there was a mountain avalanche. A pile of rocks just fell down, and you heard the noise and like an earthquake and all the things. And after a couple of minutes, everything settled down. People got involved. So I chickened out. So climbing mountain is a hard thing for sure. And the Everest is like 10 times harder than the Matterhorn.
Well, I would love to try the Matterhorn. Maybe we can do that together one day.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, let's do that. And I may chicken out again and you can go on to the top.
Yeah, I'll make sure you keep going this time.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, since you are so good at memory, let me give you a few bonus points. To say climb up the mountains, we say 爬山.
爬山.
爬山. And 爬 is actually, as we said, it's like a crawl, to crawl up. It doesn't sound very elegant. A very elegant way of saying it, 上山. Shangshan. Shang is to go up. So it doesn't matter how you go up. Shangshan, you can just glide through very elegantly, go up to the mountains. Or you can say, yeah, I drive up to the mountains. So you go, it doesn't matter how you landed with a helicopter. You are up there in the mountains. Shangshan.
Shangshan.
Shang is up. And to go down the mountains, again, it doesn't matter how you get down. 下山.
Xia shan.
Xia means down. It's the fourth tone. So you go down. Xia.
Xia.
Xia shan. So to get down the mountains is xia shan.
Xia
shan. Xia shan. So shang shan is go up the mountains. Xia shan is go down the mountains.
Okay.
Now I'm going to test you. You see, since you are the world champion. You have to guess you are going up the mountains or down, okay?
Okay.
下山.
I think that's down.
Yes.
It's very, very small difference. Okay.
上山.
That's up, yeah.
爬山.
And to crawl or to climb.
You crawl up the mountains, that's going to take a long time, especially Everest.
When you say crawl, do you mean literally on all fours?
Yeah, it's like the baby's crawling, creeping, or... to say reptile, for example, reptile in Chinese is actually the combination between pa, crawl, and the bug. The crawling bug is the reptile.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Bonus. Shang, shang is up. Xia is down.
Xia.
Shang xia, that means go ups and downs. See?
Okay.
And then to say to get up, to get on the car, we say 上车.
上车，车对，车
is car. So to get up to the car, that means to get on the car. 上车，上车. How about get down the car?
下车，下车.
Exactly, 下车.
下车，下车.
To get up, to get on the plane.
上机，上机.
G is machine and also the abbreviation of airplane. So 上机. Okay. 上飞机.
上机.
How to say to get off the plane?
下机.
That's it. Wow, today is your Christmas. We know how to climb the mountains and get on the car and get on the plane, get off the plane too.
And to crawl, yeah.
Crawl, exactly, and reptile. Okay, so 爬山.
爬山.
上山.
上山.
Get on the mountains. 下山.
下山.
Get down the mountains. 上车.
上车.
Get on the car, 下车.
下车.
Get off the car, 上机.
上机.
Get on the plane, 下机.
下机.
Get off the plane. Thank you so much, Nelson. You are amazing. Now I know you are the US four-time champion, and we really wish you to win the fifth time.
Thank you. Thank you for those lessons. Those are going to be useful for me when I go climbing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. And today we have so many useful phrases. We hope you enjoy this episode. We have Nelson Dallas with us. Thank you, Nelson.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见.
再见.
再见.